served Amity. The backhand from Dimonor, he nearly fell, he scoops that ball up. The overhead from Zverev, he is clean and clinical.
Yeah, that was good. My heart's always in my mouth when I see a player going for one of those. I think primarily because I've watched Andy Murray so much over the years, and by his own admission, ask his brother Jamie about it as well. He has never, ever mastered the overhead. And Novak's always a bit uncomfortable with it. And Zverev, in the previous point, was unconvincing in that regard, but that was as smooth as silk and just as well to get him to 40-30.
A point for four all. Gets on the first serve. Steps up towards the baseline, Dimonor.
Yeah.
25-year-old. We're going to put some pressure on this second serve, and why not? Into the body, he digs out the backhand, but it's short, and it's flicked cross-court from his row over the forehand. It goes up the line with his forehand. The German with his double-hander backhand scoops it, drops it mid-court. The slice up the line from Dimonor. Double-hander from Dimonor, cross-court to the double-hander, scooped up again from his row. The slice cross-court off the backhand from Dimonor. The line is found, the squash shot from Dimonor. The forehand, big flat forehand from Zverev, just inside. It's bunted back by Zverev, who scoops up the forehand and goes down the line into the center. What defense this is from Dimonor. He goes drop shot, he gets it all wrong. It's into the net, and that is the point and the game and four all second set.
Oh, well, what a point. You called it. The defending was unbelievable. Buzzing here, there and everywhere. Finding great depth as well with those defensive returns, and then he decides to go for the drop shot again and doesn't get it right.
Grat and Kath, the Aussies from Western Australia, who are listening to us in Albania. Come on, Dimonor. P.S., sorry to say, we think Marcus's Andy Murray sounds like Sean Connery.
I'll take that.
But they're saying it doesn't sound like the person you were impersonating.
Well, at least Connery's Scottish as well.
That's true. Arnie is not Scottish, is not Irish, is he? Your Irish farmer. Off forehand from Dimonor is a beauty. Running round the backhand, take it on the forehand, slightly at an angle.
I can't see who's sent this email in, but they want you to explain exactly what an off forehand is.
As Dimonor serves and smashes on top of the net, the off, the inside out forehand is when they're running around the backhand side to keep it on the forehand. The off is when it's slightly off the angle. The inside out is when they run completely around the backhand side and playing it as a forehand cross court. The inside in is when they're playing it down the line instead. Backhand down the line from Dimonor. Forehand from the Australian. Spin on that ball, and it spins up the line from Zverev. Tries to scoop up with a one-handed backhand, remonstrates with his box, doesn't get it, and it's 30 love.
Well, so terrific injection of pace from Dimonor in the middle of that point that bamboozled Sasha Zverev. Yeah, the mention of off, I don't know where you're from and I can't see your name, I apologise, but if you know your cricket at all, you've got your offside, your mid-offs, your long-offs, that sort of thing, which might give you an idea of how that shot looks.
That's if you know your cricket and you like it. The off forehand, he's run around the backhand side, slightly on an angle on the forehand side, and he smashes away the short high ball, and Alex Dimonor moves to 40 love.
He's great to watch on a court, Dimonor. Businesslike, economical of movement until the point starts, and then this whirling dervish.
Jill has emailed saying we are trying to be over-friendly and affectionate with Zverev by calling him Sasha instead of Alex, but that is what he likes to be known as. It's not an affectionate name, it's just the name he generally goes by. Backhand slice, floated over, in he comes, the backhand cross-court and very, very deep, the volley cross-court from Zverev, the pick-up from Dimonor just misses. So well, I think that's it. It's not we're not using an affectionate nickname for someone that we know. It's just that when he's called to press, so when people speak to him, they call him Sasha Zverev. That is, it's just what he's known as.
Yeah, it is absolutely right. By the way, the pickup there, you know, he's about the only player who got to that. He couldn't guide the ball inside the line, but phenomenal once again. Actually, on that subject, the one I find a little awkward is those people who call Carlos Alcaraz Carlitos. I mean, personally, I don't feel I know him well enough to say that, should I be talking to him.
No, I agree. I mean, Ooh, ace from Dimonor for 5-4 second set. The strange thing with Carlos Alcaraz is he wants to be called, ideally he wants to be called Charlie. Charlie is his favourite version of all these names. I think Carlos is his least favourite. And then he wants to be called Carlitos, but I, like you, find it that a little bit over-friendly. So when I've spoken to him, I call him Carlos. But when I speak to Sasha, I call him Sasha, because it's all I've ever really known him as.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We are just going with what is the norm as far as Zverev is concerned. Of course, he's got an older brother as well. Actually, Gigi and I once had dinner.
Oh, this was so embarrassing.
This was
awful.
It's
like taking your dad out for dinner and being really embarrassed.
We went for a lovely pizza outdoors with Daniela Handshakova and Misha Zverev, who was absolutely charming, and unbeknownst to me, and it, only when I'd done it four times did Gigi finally tell me.
Embarrassing.
I called Misha Sasha
four times. The first time I tried, I think it was the third time, I tried to subtly get your attention. And you said, what? What are you trying to say? So at this point, I had to say, you keep calling him Sasha. It was like going out with an embarrassing parent for dinner.
I did feel terrible.
We laughed a lot when we left dinner, but it was, because you just kept doing it. And then I remember when you did it the first time, Danny and I sort of looked at us, looked at you. And then you did it again. Then you did it again.
Stop.
4-5, okay. Serving to stay in the set. Misha now on the coaching team with his brother. Their serve is smashed into the net and the ball girl scoops up the ball and scuttles to the back of the court after an hour and a half of play. Casper Ruud, who had a walkover through to the semi-finals after the withdrawal of Novak Djokovic, awaits the winner in Friday's semi-final. Through the middle of the court. Oh, it's very deep from Zverev. Somehow it found a bit of the line. He goes cross-court on the angle. He's taking advantage of this. He comes forward, he volleys. It's scooped up by, oh, Dimonor. It's popped over by Zverev in the open court. Again, it was the speed of Dimonor that won him that point.
Yeah. Actually, Zverev showed a turn of speed there as well, but that was put into the shade when Dimonor came to life. Big off forehand from Zverev. It was dug out very well. Then the forehand cross court, that was reached. The little dink from Zverev. Of course, you knew that Dimonor was going to get there, and he blasted a ball into the open court. Brilliant.
Apparently, there's a Mr. Bump and a Mr. Clumsy.
Mm.
There you go.
Related, perhaps.
Mr. Bump, though, that's right. That's a Mr. Bump. Serve down the tee. It's a high ball back and long. Amanda says, thank you everyone at Radio RG for the last 2 weeks. I'm a teacher and I give Mr. Men books to my students each year as gifts. I wonder what age group you're teaching. And match them to their personalities. It's lots of fun. Thanks for all the joy, laughs and tennis. Amanda from Queensland, Australia.
You could upset some of the kids. Exactly. You're Mr. Grumpy.
Yeah, you're Mr. Clumsy.
Mr. Thick.
I don't think there's a Mr. Serve down the tee. The overhead from Zverev snapped back from Dimonor. Backhand cross court. Zverev's at the net. Is he going to put this away? Yes, he is. 30-15. Serving to level us up at 5-all.
Yeah, this is huge. Really important stage of the match because Dimonor is buzzing. He's asking all sorts of questions. We've got Zverev at the other end, you know, static, relatively stoic, apart from those few little outbursts towards his box. But he knows the importance of holding on here. At the very least, getting to a tie break where he might fancy his chances with the bigger serve.
4-5, 30-15. Serve out wide, the backhand down the line, the forehand flip cross court, but Dimonor slides to it and gets to it. He's already read the backhand, but he nets. Matthew says, I hope you're going to buy Stefan a large drink tomorrow. That fella is an unsung hero.
Oh, yeah. More than that, he drinks like a fish. Like a poisson. We'll be buying him loads of those.
Poissons?
Oh, if he wants as well, yeah.
Whatever he wants. Game points for 5-5. Just check because there was a touch of a delay on that call. To close out the game and to lock us in at 5-all second set, Zverev having taken the first set by 6-4. Served down the tee, a lofted ball long. It's 5-5 as Michael has messaged saying, very new tennis fan, completing my first time of following all four slams. Love the coverage and especially the banter. Listening from an island in Massachusetts while I try to get to the end of the workday. Let's go, Dimonor. Lizzie says, will Sabalenka receive a fine for not doing press? No, because she's not well and receiving medical attention. And she will release quotes for the press.
And Jodie's worried that Mira Andreeva may have injured herself because she didn't play doubles.
No, I think she was protecting herself for the singles.
Yeah,
precaution. Backhand, cross court, the backhand. She's due to partner Vera Zvonareva, who's out watching her match. Jasmine Paolini did go out play the doubles alongside Sara Errani, and Coco Gauff is partnering Katerina Siniakova because both of their partners are not on tour at the moment. 15 love. Forehand hooked back off the serve, and it's long, just pushed long from Dumanoy, who's looking to come in off the back.
I actually did want to ask you about that because obviously Siniakova and Krejcikova have been so successful for so long.
They have agreed they'll play Olympics together.
But why not? Why not the rest of the time?
Well, it was Siniakova that ended the partnership. I think there'd been a few issues and a few bits and pieces, and you know they've done everything together and been everywhere together. Krejcikova seemed quite surprised, but she's now with Laura Sigerman. But Katerina Siniakova teamed up with Storm Hunter, who's got a horrible injury, so she's back in Australia recovering. And Jessica Pegula's off tour at the moment, so Coco Gauff has teamed up with Katerina Siniakova. But I do believe that Krejcikova, because she kept being asked about it, she said, I don't know, it's not my decision, I don't know. She recently said that they are expected to team up in Paris Olympics.
Yes. That's good information, and that would make sense because, well, I mean, of course, you eventually maybe decide you've had enough of playing with each other, but what a team.
Centre of the box goes to serve. The backhand on the reach from Zverev. Zverev settles for his backhand. Oh, it hits top of net. Oh, it turns into a drop shot. The backhand cross court. Zverev pops the ball up. Oh, it's over the head of Dimonor. He stretches the backhand, goes through the court. How on earth did he get that? Backhand in the centre of the court from Dimonor, and we were still going. Backhand slices from Dimonor. The backhand cross court. The crowd need to settle down. Up the line goes Dimonor. A lofted ball long. And now they can appreciate what they've just witnessed from the Australian.
I mean, that, even by his remarkable standards, that is just quite extraordinary. As he came forward, he was lobbed, he just couldn't get to the ball, and yet somehow he spun round, got back, and didn't just get it back into play, but got it back with a degree of interest as well, and ends up winning the point. I mean, he went full stretch to try and get the overhead, couldn't, but you know, didn't break stride for a second, just turned, sliced the ball back into play, won the point.
That is going to win him fans. Serves out wide, thought about coming in, but he stays back and he plays the forehand. He's got game points for 6-5. Cross court to cross court, the forehand redirected down the line from Zverev, who hits a double and a backhand cross court to the backhand cross court, and on they go. Redirection up the line of the backhand from Dimonor, who opens at the forehand, gets the shorter angle, down the line goes Zverev, cross court goes Dimonor, pick up centre of the court from Zverev. Zverev with his double hand, a backhand to the slice that floats down the line, the squash shot cross court wide from Sasha Zverev, and it is 6-5 Dimonor.
Well, I suspect that a bulk of the crowd probably haven't had the chance to see Alex Dimonor in action before live, and they've now become accustomed to what he can do on a court. They are loving it. They want him to split sets as well because they're in the mood for a long night, a battle, and he's living up to his billing. And Courtney and Simon were both wondering at the start of the evening, you know, would it be an issue that he hadn't played on Chatrier before? Very different dimensions, of course. How long would it take for him to get used to that? I mean, to be honest, he got off to a flying start. And you know, when you've got that sort of speed as well, big court surface like this is going to play into your hands, really.
Yeah, Jasmine Paolini got used to it pretty quickly. Mira Andreeva did as well. I mean, it's incredible how they've all settled and played some of their best tennis.
Yeah, that reminds me, Gigi, I think it's probably worth just at the sit down to recall all our picks and who we had to win the respective titles. I can't quite remember who your female champion was.
Was it just because I decided to step out of the norm and not go with the obvious and try a little bit different?
I think the thing is, when you're asked who do you think is going to win something, you should go for the player you really think is going to win, rather than trying to step out of the norm.
I really thought Elena Rybakina had a very good chance. Look, I should have maybe taken more into consideration the fact that she hadn't been well and she pulled out defending her title in Rome, so hadn't had as many matches. But when she's on it, she's got a game that can disrupt, unsettle and beat Iga Świątek. But today, the opposite happened to her from Jasmin Paolini. So it's all on Casper Ruud now. It is all on Casper Ruud. 5-6. Zverev serving to stay in the second set. He swishes his backhand cross court, then he places the forehand deep into the corner. He's keeping Dimonor pinned back. The Australian slices but decides to stay back himself, and then he flattens out the backhand and it's missed the court from Alex Dimonor.
Yeah, maybe just pushing a little too much there. Should say, actually, you know, the fact that Rybakina went out today and Sabalenka.
Did anyone pick Sabalenka?
Went out. No, I don't think so. But Iga Świątek, my pick, by the way, has had a great day without lifting a racket in competitive anger.
Oh, unbelievably so. Zverev serves out wide the stretch of the back and he comes, plays half volley off his shoelace. Oh, that was really, really good. Immediately rushing in off the big wide serve.
Yeah, that's impressive. He's a tall man. He had to get down so low to dig that one out. And it was side-spinning as well towards the alley, but he managed to control it onto the line. Terrific low volley from the tall German.
5-6, 30 love to take us to the tiebreak. A couple of more points needed. The blankets are back out this evening. I can see them dotted around the stadium as the serve goes out wide. It's lofted back. Zverev lets it bounce. And then he hammers it. Oh, he's missed it. He hammered it down the line. He didn't need to be that close to the line.
No, he let it bounce. Fair enough. He knew exactly where Dimonor was. And there was no way he was going to cover the line. So he didn't even have to play with it. And yet he put it, you know, a fair distance the wrong side of it.
Serve out wide, the backhand of the feet clips the net and it sliced down the line and Dimonor gets there, goes cross court and he misses on the slide, just wasn't quite balanced enough.
Well, it's good play from Zverev. Okay, Dimonor's really quick, he was a long way back, so we went for the little drop shot. And to be fair, Dimonor almost got there too quickly, but having got there, I was expecting a little more than that. And I've attempted pass across court. He got it wrong. Full stop, capital letter.
Game points for the tiebreak. Zverev serves down the tee. It's stretched back. Zverev with his forehand, middle of the court, the backhand up the line, but middle of the court as well. They're just dropping these balls a little bit short. That's deeper from Dimonor. It's even deeper from Zverev. Zverev with his forehand nets.
Well, we mentioned, of course, the ongoing fragility in Sasha Zverev's game. The second serve, there was a classic example of that when he double-faulted when break point down. And we know that the forehand can go AWOL at times. I mean, inexplicable how he missed the pass a couple of points ago. But that was unconvincing. And suddenly, it's 5-6, 40-30, and he's feeling the heat.
Dimonor on his toes, settles, winds up Zverev, and he serves down the tee, smash back, short ball, backhand, missed! He has missed! No emotion from Zverev, the head is bowed, heads to the back of the court for 40-15. It's now deuced, and Dimonor still in with a shout of closing out the second set on the serve of Sasha Zverev.
Well, this is going to be really interesting now. How does Zverev respond? He's essentially handed Dimonor 3 points in this game.
Juice. Ooh, he was coming in off the back of that massive wide serve. Still a long way back, Dimonor. He is not coming forward for this second serve. He wants to take his time. Second serve goes out wide. The forehand is spun to the feet. The backhand is switched across. Got very deep from Zverev, who swivels and goes inside in with his forehand. The forehand of Zverev goes down the other line. Great depth at the moment from the German. Steps back, though. Dimonor slices to the feet. He draws the German in, who scoops the ball back. Can he go over his head? Yes, he can! Stunning play from Alex Dimonor, who has set point.
Absolutely brilliant from Alex Dimonor. He did, as you said, draw Zverev in, and not for the first time, then conjured a beautiful lob. And all of a sudden, it's set point.
The crowd will eventually settle with a little help from Damien Dumoisoir.
Needs to get a first serve here, Zverev. Essential.
Dimonor's gone even further back. First serve, he does get the first serve. It's spun in, and then the backhand from Dimonor pushing Zverev back, and Dimonor's on the attack, and he clips the top of the net, and it lands in the backhand cross court. The slice again from Dimonor. Here comes the German. He goes down the line. The pickup from Dimonor. It is a high, high ball. Zverev lets it bounce. What does he do? He goes back to Dimonor, who hooks it back and misses the court.
Oh. Well, I could not believe that Zverev went back at Dimonor, because again, he had plenty of time to weigh up his options. I mean, he was looking at him and he saw Dimonor going to his right, and he hit the ball back at him.
But he was like a goalie waiting for a penalty, Dimonor. He was this way, he was that way, he was jigging left, he was jigging right.
But I guess it's that speed that just puts so much doubt into the opponent's mind.
Oof. Set point saved. Just 7th minute of the 12th game of the second set. Zverev leads by a set to love. Serve out wide. The forehand spins back and he switches it cross court. But Dimonor, of course, is there, and he slides to the ball. And he goes back to the backhand of Dimonor, who goes down the line to the forehand, back to the backhand of Dimonor, who gets it down the line. The forehand cross court a bit shorter. Dimonor goes cross court, clips top of the net, and it goes wide.
No pace at all from Zverev in that game. In that point, he was passive, and you know, so fortunate in the end that the net cord just deflected Dimonor's ball wide. But this is obol chess that we love.
Prowling around at the back of the court, the German settles himself a point to take us to the tiebreak. Misses in the angled serve out wide. Now he can do a little bit more bouncing. Dimonor, long way back. On his toes. Settles. Zverev with a serve down the tee. The forehand through the middle of the court. The forehand mid-court, that from Zverev. A miss hit from Dimonor. It's flattened out by Zverev. Zverev loft on that forehand down the line. Flattened out cross court, the backhand from Dimonor, who puts the forehand back up the line. The backhand sent to the court from Zverev. Boy! That was a rocket off the racket of the Australian. He goes inside out with a forehand winner.
What a strike. Being proactive again, looking to come forward, constantly posing questions. And when he got an opportunity, he was ruthless in putting that one away.
Certainly was. He's kept the game and the set alive. 9 minutes shy of 2 hours on court. Final night session of this year's championships. Oh, just as he was about to toss the ball up. How about that for timing?
It's been coming.
100% it's been coming.
I'm also wondering if an underarm serve might come at some stage, because Dimonor is so far back.
Serve out wide, the forehand's in play. Zverev lofts up that ball, sits short. Backhand cross court from Dimonor, who's looking to bring up another set point. Backhand cross court from Zverev, redirected down the line, long from Dimonor, and it's game point. Dimonor's Pimenor seems to be talking to someone in the crowd.
Yeah, and Zverev also. Yeah, that's interesting. Zverev looked at Damian Dumasois straight away, saying, "You've given me a code violation because I went past my allotted 25 seconds, but he, Dumasois, is never ready to receive when I want to serve. And you're not talking to him."
Game point. Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court, backhand cross court. Zverev comes forward. He doesn't need to play the volley. We are going to the tiebreak in 2024. Sasha Zverev has won 16 and lost 7 tiebreaks. For Dumasois, it's a straightforward 1-4, lost 4.
Okay, well, Zverev obviously with more experience of them, and generally speaking, you say the guy with the bigger serve has got the better chance of coming through, but I don't know, this is engrossing, isn't it, Gigi? This is what it's all about. Full house, Chatrier, lovely evening. Two players going hammer and tong for a place in the semi-finals of Roland Garros 2024.
Dumasois has the first point of the tiebreak, and he clips the top of the net going out wide. So he wanders in sort of a semicircle to scoop up a couple more balls. He examines the three, discards one, tucks one in the pocket. Serve out wide, just nudges the line, as does the return, by the way. Backhand scooped cross court from Zverev. Backhand to backhand they go. Double handed now, the slice up the line from Dumasois. The forehand back down the line from Zverev. Back up the line from Dumasois and into the net from Zverev.
Yeah. Well, he's going to pinpoint the forehand, of course he is, particularly as this tiebreak reaches its denouement. And it's good to get that first point on the board.
Dat says, thank you so much for the coverage in stereo. Writing to you from Orange County, California. A little nod, Stefan going, yeah, I sorted that out. Excellent work.
Of course he did.
He said, what a surprise. The match is in stereo with the players in both ears. Wonderful. Zverev is ready. Serves out wide. Backhands in play. Zverev comes forward, a mid-court ball. Hooks the backhand. Now he has to scamper back. It's kind of in no man's land. And Dumasois guessing everything. The half volley from Zverev misses. Dumasois is everywhere.
Yeah. And he was in no man's land. And once you start venturing forward like that, you better do something pretty effective. Otherwise, a player with the guile and speed of Dumasois is going to very quickly turn defence into attack and find you out. And that's exactly what he did. And he's got the mini break straight away.
Zverev with the second of his 2 points. The shot clock reads 9. He's about to get the ball away. And he misses. Looking to come in off the back. He sort of rolls the right shoulder. Gets himself set once again. And the bouncing will continue. Brother Misha has a lilac hoodie on with the hood up. And he's just staring straight towards his brother. No emotion. Dad is in the front row, leaning on his left arm as Zverev hits the forehand cross court. The forehand cross court from Dumasois. Down the line goes Zverev. Back up the line comes Dumasois. Back up the line goes Zverev. And down the line they go. Cross court now and wide. So the mini break becomes a confirmed break. A bigger break. A proper break.
And two more errors on the forehand side. And that is Zverev's 22nd error. No shortage of advice from a few thousand Parisians who are thoroughly enjoying their night out.
First serve into the net. Oh, that was deep, that second serve, and a deep return. It pushes Dumasois back, and then it's very loose off the forehand from Zverev, who stares at his racket. I wouldn't be surprised if a new racket was going to be making its way out to court fairly soon.
Well, 23 unforced errors now off the forehand wing from Zverev. That's 23 out of 36 altogether. So, you know, once again, it's that wing, and no wonder Dumasois pinpointing it. And it really is, unfortunately, from a German point of view, breaking down in spectacular fashion at the moment.
yet to get on the board in the tiebreak. All 4 points going to the Australian, who nets off the first serve, twists the racket in his right hand, takes the ball from the left pocket and starts the bouncing. Just one bounce is needed for reaching up and serving out wide. The forehand is rolled into the centre court. The off backhand from Dimonor plays the forehand cross court. The forehand down the line from Zverev comes back up the line and then centre the court, and the slice into the net from Dimonor.
And it stops the rot. Zverev, of course, now has a couple of serves, so it's amazing how quickly a tiebreak, even to seven, can turn around. Of course, when you get to these match tiebreaks, they're a mini match in themselves. I love the way that the scoring system has now gone towards those to decide things.
1-4. Zverev took the first set by 6-4. 2 minutes shy of 2 hours on court. Wednesday night in Paris, serve out wide, the backhand's in play, Zverev scoops the backhand up the line, centre of the court goes Dimonor, down the other wing goes Zverev. Zverev doesn't need to play the backhand because he's drawn the error. They will change ends still now though with a mini break. Dimonor leading by 4-2.
And you often watch to see which player's going to allow the other one to go through first, and Zverev just backed off.
He always goes second, Zverev. He always waits for the other person to come through first.
And I always wonder, though, what happens if the other player stops and waits for him?
Then you're just going to have a standoff.
How would it end?
If the other person, I think, would give in first. Because that's very much Zverev's thing. Lizzie's finding this tough to listen to because she wants Dimonor to win so badly.
Is he in Utah, I presume?
2-4. Zverev for the second of his 2 points serves out wide. The forehand rolled in, short ball, backhand cross court. Got a short return, came straight in, keeps it to just the mini break, and now the balls make their way down to the Australian's end.
Yeah, so 4 points in a row for Dimonor. Now 3 on the spin for Sasha Zverev. Putting the pressure back on the Dimonor serve here, and he's got... He's looking at 4 different balls. Often get the question, what are they looking for? Well, they just want the least fluffy one, the one they think they can get most life out of it at this critical stage at the end of the second set.
Alex Dimonor's never come back from 2 sets to love down. Highlights the importance. Trying to get this second set. 2 hours exactly played. Serve into the centre of the box. The backhand pushes Dimonor back into a mid-court ball. Backhand clips top and it turns into a semi-drop shot. Backhand cross court. Zverev gets there, scoops it down the line. The backhand back up the line. Backhand cross court. It's like a computer game, speeded up now. But then they slice and they slow the pace, the ball down. Backhand up the line from Dimonor, up the line from Zverev, looking for his 4th point in a row. But he hooks it wide for no apparent reason. He hangs his head in frustration and it is 5-3 Dimonor.
Yeah, well, he got terrific depth early on in that rally, Zverev. Then he got a little bit of luck with a net cord, but Dimonor was able to re-establish himself and then ask a question, not a particularly challenging question of that Zverev forehand, but once again it wasn't functioning.
The forehand has got a lot better in recent times from Zverev, but breaking down this evening. Feet of the ball girl, she has the loose ball. 5-3, second serve. Serve out wide. Forehand pushes Dimonor back and he goes cross-court the Australian. Now he goes backhand down the line. The German goes cross-court with his forehand. Forehand centre the court from Dimonor, who brings down that backhand up the line. Back up the line. Very deep, that ball from Zverev, and it draws the error.
Yeah, well, he kept going back to the forehand. And Zverev got sufficient depth then to just ask Dimonor, what did he need to do? Probably, you know, to get to the weakness, sometimes you go to the strength. The percentage shot there was to go back across court and then perhaps try and pounce on the forehand. If you go to the well too many times, well, sometimes you can slip and fall in and suddenly it's back on serve.
If you can get yourself out of the well.
Yeah, good point.
4-5, Zverev is serving. No room for error now for the German player. serve down the tee. Comes back mid-court. The off backhand into the corner. Squash shot from Dimonor. The backhand through the centre again from Zverev. Up the line from Dimonor. Dimonor is dictating this point, but he goes long. He had Zverev exactly where he wanted him. And it's from 4-love to 5 points apiece.
Yeah. And Aaron, we've been talking about the fragility on Zverev's forehand under a little bit of pressure, but there was Dimonor with an opportunity to really hammer one down the line. Just blinked, and it is 5 points from the last six for Zverev, and two more will give him that two-set lead.
So who's going to get the set point, the first set point in this tiebreak? The ground staff are poised and ready to race on at the end of the set to give it a sweep. We'll be hearing from Mira Andreeva. It'll be Arina Sabalenka to book her place in the semi-finals. But it's 5 points apiece, a second serve off the serve of Zverev. The second serve sits up. It was a softer serve. Comes back through the middle of the court they play. The slice, Zverev settles for a backhand going cross-court to the backhand down the line. Zverev goes forehand, swishes it cross-court. Zverev turns forward, but he's going so much further back. On the line is Dimonor, thought about coming forward, but he stays back and he slices. And the German goes inside out with his forehand. The backhand through the middle of the court. The backhand cross-court deep into the backhand wing of Dimonor. Who is going to blink first? Slice again from Dimonor. The flat backhand cross-court from Zverev. Zverev with his black hand again, flat to the flat backhand through the middle from Dimonor, the off forehand from Zverev. Zverev with the backhand double hander to the slice of Dimonor in the middle, the inside in from Zverev, the forehand cross court from Dimonor, one of the longest points they've played to bring up a set point for either player who wins it. Slice cross court from Dimonor, inside in from Zverev, the forehand down the line, the backhand pickup drops over Dimonor, drops it over. Here comes Zverev, scoops it up. Dimonor, can he finish it? The block from Zverev, the lob is up from Dimonor, the court is not fouled. And it's Sasha Zverev that brings up set point.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, the crowd's reaction says it all. Most of them are standing up to applaud. And not surprisingly, both players are just taking a little extra time to get their breath back. A 39-shot rally. Watching Dimonor cutting and slicing, he's like one of those sushi chefs. But Zverev just stayed calm. And when he moved forward, he did so at the right time. And a rat-a-tat-tat, the error, a set point.
On the Dimonor serve, set point Zverev. Dimonor, the first serve down the tee. The forehand spins into play. The forehand cross got very deep from Dimonor. Gets the shorter ball. Goes forehand. He comes forward. He's on the approach. High ball. Should put this away, but he has to step back. And he's at the back of the court. And he plays a backhand cross court to the backhand to his feet and the inside out. Forehand is long. The forehand is long. And Zverev points his ear, finger behind the ear, and says, "I want to hear you." And he nods. And he asks for the applause. With 2 hours playing, Sasha Zverev leads by 2 sets to 0. Alex Dimonor has never come back from being 2 sets to 0 down. There's always a first time. Stay with us here on Radio Roland Garros as Sasha Zverev gets himself a new racket. We will hear from Mira Andreeva through to her first Grand Slam semi-final.
It feels amazing. It was a thriller match, and we both played good, so I'm really happy that I managed to win the match and go to my first semifinals.
I'd like to ask you a very general question. If you had to step back and describe your greatest strength as a player, what would that be?
I think that I would say that I always play the way I want to play. We have a plan with my coach for the match, but after I forget everything, and when I play a match and I don't have any thoughts in my head, so maybe I would say that my strength could be that I just play how I want to play, and I do whatever I want to do, and maybe this helps me when I play.
Hi, congratulations. Maybe you forget when you're on court, but afterwards, do you remember, for instance, the way you played against Jasmine Paolini in Madrid, what happened there, and what you would like to do again in the same way, or different?
Yes, I remember our match in Madrid. I remember that it was tough. She played really good tennis, and I after was able to catch up a little bit. So yeah, I'm sure that it'll be a great match, and yeah, we'll see what will happen tomorrow. But I'm of course really excited to play my first semifinal.
Where do you spend most of your time? Where do you train with Conchi? I mean, how are you figuring this all out?
Well, I live in Cannes in south of France, and so far we worked together for not a long time, for a couple of months only, and mostly it was only tournaments, but she came to Cannes for a couple of weeks for us to train together, to get used to each other. But yeah, she wants me to come to Spain sometimes, but I'm saying no, you will come to France, I will wait for you. But yeah, maybe one day I'll go to Spain. I like the country, so maybe, but I prefer her coming to Cannes.
You've just said that it was a surprise for you to be in semifinal, but anyway, you defeated the world number two today, so you achieved it, so it means that you did believe in it. I'm curious to know how you assess your potential, how you assess your ambition in tennis, because okay, it's a surprise on the paper to see you in semifinal, but what you did today means that you were ready to achieve it. So how do you assess your potential now, today?
Before the match, I was very nervous, and I just, my goal was to win more games that I won in Madrid. And after I lost the first set 6-7, I was like, well, now I have to go for the set at least to make it three sets. And after, I just try to play point by point and win as many points and games as I can. And yeah, I would say that in the beginning, I didn't really believe it because, I mean, she's very experienced. She has two slams in her pocket, and she's a great player, very aggressive. So I was like, well, we'll see what will happen, but I'm not sure if I can do it. Well, but I will just try to enjoy the atmosphere and try to play the best way I can. And after, when I won second set and I was up in the score in the third, I was like, well, I'm closer. I'm getting closer to it. I'm really close to win. But when the second I thought about that, I lost my serve and I lost her serve. So I was down in the score. So I just told myself, well, don't think about that ever again. Just play, because when you just play and you don't think about anything, you play the best. So I just try to turn off my mind and my thoughts and continued playing.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
That's an absolute skill to be able to make your mind blank and cancel out any thoughts. She's 17 years of age. Now we have a little needle on Philippe Chatrier, because at the end of the set, Sasha Zverev spent most of it complaining to Damien Dumasroy, we believe, about the time that Alex de Minaur was taking to get ready and why he was given a violation for all his bouncing, and nothing was said to de Minaur. And then when the players crossed at the net, the chatter continued. They started having a little word with each other. De Minaur went to the back of the court. Zverev came to the net and started to beckon de Minaur to come forward, but then de Minaur thought better of it and turned his back on Zverev.
Yeah. Oh, love lost. Of course, Zverev's had the time violation. He has got the right to say to the umpire, the receiver needs to be ready. He's got to play within reason to my speed.
Served down the tee, crunched back with the off forehand. Here comes de Minaur. He drops shots and Zverev goes round the post, round the player and into the court. Takes the game. One love, third set.
Great to hear Mira Andreeva there. I mean, what a story. I remember watching her last year, her first appearance at Roland Garros. She got through as a qualifier, made it to the third round. Lost, I'm almost certain, to Coco Gauff in that third round, but gave a really good account of herself. And, you know, this fortnight, I think anybody expected her to make quite such inroads. Okay, Sabalenka obviously was suffering today, but she's so bright, and she mentioned her newfound relationship with Conchita Martinez, who had that wonderful partnership with Garbina Muguruza, and already you sense that those two are just going to gel fantastically.
Yeah, you really do. Such a good partnership. Serve out wide from De Menor in the blue and the dark shorts and the blue baseball cap and the backhand cross court. The backhand through the middle of the court. And Zverev with his forehand spins it up, sits down, flattened out down the line by the Australian through the middle of the court. Goes Zverev, and Zverev with the backhand through the middle. The off forehand from the Australian that just missing, skidding back off the line, not catching a slither of it from Zverev.
And just in case you're looking to plan your entertainment around the tennis tomorrow, Chatrier gets underway at midday French time with the mixed doubles final. Desiree Kravchuk and Neil Skupski of Great Britain. What a great combination they've become over the years. They're playing Laura Sigmund and Edouard Rojavasselin. It's the four seeds against the second seeds.
Off forehand return from Zverev. It goes double-handed backhand cross court to the backhand loose from the Australian. And Simon and Courtney will be... It reminds me when I had the night sessions jingle just then. Reminded me this morning when we came on air at 2... What time did we come on air this morning? 12?
2 o'clock, wasn't
when
it?
When we came on air this morning. 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
12? We didn't come on air at 12 this morning. Where were you at 12 this morning? Two, thank you.
Oh, you two.
Came here at two, and it's daylight, the sun is shining, and Stefan presses, welcome to night sessions at Roland Garros. It confused everybody. Drop shot De Menor. So good from the Australian. But as Eleanor rightly pointed out, for someone somewhere in the world, it's night time.
Yeah. She's not really the sort of person to talk about timings, though. And she famously said a few days ago that Australians would be waking up in their numbers to listen to us about now, and it was 2:30 in the morning.
Well, maybe she's true, and maybe they are and were. Serve out wide, the backhand just sits a little bit short, and the inside out forehand from De Menor plays double-handed backhand to the double-hander of Zverev. Double-handed down the line from De Menor, back down the line. That was deep off the forehand from Zverev. Switches it cross court, squash shot cross court goes De Menor. A slice, a wicked slice, but can't control the ball. De Menor looks up to his box, and it's 30-all.
So ball by ball commentary, you say, with Chris and with Courtney and Simon for the
Courtney
mixed doubles.
Courtney and Simon, yes.
And then not before 3 o'clock Paris time for the first of the women's singles semi-finals. Iga Świątek, the top seed, going for a fourth title here against Coco Gauff, a former finalist.
With myself and Eleanor, backhand cross court, very deep, looking to bring up a game point here. De Menor scampers, slides, the forehand cross court short, down the line from Zverev, centre of the court from De Menor with his backhand slices it, cross court, the slice back at him, slicing down the line, the forehand back up the line, the double hand across court from the Australian, backhand down the line from the German, who frames the forehand into the crack.
And then not before 5 o'clock French time, the second of the semi-finals, the unexpected one, but what an opportunity for Jasmine Paolini, the 12th seed against the unseeded 17-year-old Mira Andreeva. And just a reminder, with Paolini having made it through to the last four, it's the first time ever in Slam history that Italy has had a man and a woman in the semi-finals of the same Slam.
It's amazing, isn't it? And they're still going strong. Bellelli and Vavasori beat Ram and Salisbury, so they're still going strong, the Italian Prem, the men's doubles. Iranian Paolini is still going strong in the women's doubles. Ball girl scurries forward, scuttles back. Game point for this round to level us up at a game apiece, third set. The backhand's in play. De Menor goes inside in. Squash shot, floated, cross court, drop shot from De Menor. It's going to win the point all day long. He pumps his fist towards his boxer at the far end, and it is a game apiece.
And, I mean, if you're coming tomorrow, by the way, you haven't got tickets for Chatrier, there's an opportunity to have a look at some legends in action on court. Suzanne Longlin. The likes of Nathalie Tauziat still playing with Andrea Petkovic up against Pauline Parmentier and Lucy Safarova. How about this for a men's legends match? John McEnroe. He's still pretty fit and subtle. Not subtle. What's the other word?
Supple.
Supple, yeah. He's not,
he's not subtle, is he?
He's supple. Yeah, big difference there. He's playing with our mate the sausage, Joe Wilfred Tsonga.
No, no. He's not our mate the sausage. He has got nothing to do with the sausage. The sausage,
belongs to the sausage.
It belongs to a wild boar, but that's even worse, isn't it?
He's definitely not a wild boar. He made a good impression on TV this year, apparently.
Sanglier.
Yeah. Tsonga sausage.
It's a boar. It's a sausage made out of a boar. It's not the boar's sausage. It's not Tsonga's sausage. It's no one's sausage. That's I'm going to make you try one.
Do you know that? That's Sparrow's first ace of the night. And de Minaur's only had one as well.
Only three double faults from Zverev so far. Inside in, forehand cross court to the service line, forehand into the corner, and then the forehand down the other wing of the backhand cross court. Zverev with a double-handed backhand cross court to the slice, and Zverev goes inside out with the forehand, and now he slides the forehand and gets him back into position, and the net is found by de Minaur. Cannot believe it.
Well, McEnroe and Tsonga are playing Gilles Simon and Mats Wilander tomorrow. Mats is giving them a few years. Still looks very fit.
Now on the team of Daniil Medvedev.
Yeah. Antoine was telling us a lot of very interesting insights. Gilles, incredibly informed, knows absolutely everything there is to know about tennis technique and all the rest of it.
Gilles Simon?
Yeah.
Missed first serve. Serve down the tee, the off backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand up the line, the backhand cross court side the service box, the backhand scooped cross court, the slice from de Minaur, the flat backhand from Zverev, who flat backhands it again, and the slice down the line, and then the forehand up the line from the German, the stretcher. De Minaur nearly fell over. The ball does find the court, so he's got to gather himself, which he does. He's a long way back, he puts the backhand through the middle of the court and allows Zverev just to wrap things up a little bit with his backhand, get the angle and finish off the point.
Yeah, that was a beauty from Zverev. Great defending again, that goes without saying from de Minaur. We've got some mixed doubles, legends mixed doubles on long then. Agnieszka Radwanska, and Sebastian Grosjean against Monica Puig and Arnaud Clément. And on court, Simon Mathieu, the men's doubles semi-final, 12 o'clock, Bellelli and Vavasori, the 11th seeds, against Opana and Ebden, seeded 2.
Inside the baseline, returning the serve, de Minaur, and then he slides and cuts under that backhand. A backhand is placed down the line from Zverev, and back up the line for a winner, absorbing the pace, redirecting it with even more, and getting the winner.
And Gigi told us earlier that the Tsitsipas brothers had won again. And we know now that they have definitely qualified for the Olympics, and they are on Simone Mathieu for their quarterfinal against the Arevalo-Pavic combination, who are the ninth seeds.
It's tough, and then if they win that, it's the world number one pairing that's awaiting the winners of that match. Ooh, it's loud and clear.
Terrifying.
Down the tee. Centre of the box, the forehand spins back and the off forehand is good from Zverev and it floats. Oh no, oh, he might. Oh, it's marked by Zverev, it's not going to be checked by Damian Dumas. Well, Zverev will wait for de Minaur to sit down, he'll make his way to his seat. We are on serve, early stages, 2-1 for Sasha Zverev.
And just one or two other matches for you to keep an eye out for if you happen to be coming here, or if not, just listening to our coverage throughout the course of the day. We pinpointed one boys junior in particular, comes from Switzerland. They've not done badly in producing some pretty special players over the years. And Henry Burnett, he's quite a late developer, but I understand that he plays at Roger Federer's club. He's come on in leaps and bounds, and he's made it through to the quarterfinals, and he's up against the fifth seed from America, who's course, I can't quite remember what his first name is. Kaelin, that's it. Kaelin Biggin.
Who is Jagger Leach's doubles partner, and they won through today, Lindsay Davenport's son, and they're the fourth seeds.
He's a good player. From a British point of view, we're going to be cheering on Hannah Klugman and Minj Zhu, who are the second seeds. They're up against Jones and Baganetti. And there's also British involvement still in the boys' doubles quarterfinals. Victor Friedrich and Mies Rotgering, who've been through quite a lot this week. They're the sixth seeds. They're playing the second seed, Sinner and Sakamoto. Friedrich was throwing up all night before his singles match against Kaelin Biggin, and he threw up literally 5 minutes before going on court, lost that. And then, unfortunately, Mies, his partner, got the bug and was throwing up all last night before they played today, then picked up an ab injury during the match, which was interrupted briefly when a dog appeared on the court. I have told that story a bit earlier. Never, ever seen a dog stop play on a tennis court before. But anyway, Friedrich and Rotgering have made it through to the last eight in the boys' doubles. They're on court 11.
Happens a lot in junior football, dogs, because obviously the younger teams, so my boys are under nine, they're just playing in a park with a pitch that's marked out. And more often than not, it's the dog that belongs to one of the boys' families. They say, oh, that's my, you know, owner or my master or whatever. The dog runs on and it doesn't end well. So Damien Dumoisoir is saying, I can see the marks. Zverev is looking down, saying, no, you can't. And they're both looking at it. We know who's going to come out on top. First point of the fourth game of the third set. Sasha Zverev leads by two sets to love, adding to his ace count, Dimonor. He moves up to two.
Got a question from Christian that I'll pose to you in a moment, Empress.
I always think it's an awkward question if you're asking it to me that you don't know the answer to.
No, it's
inside a... in, and rifled that shot. Inside in to win the point. Sorry, I was just chatting with Alex Krejci. Is he still ignoring you? Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
After that inside in forehand, Alex Krejci looked at me and just went, wow. And that's exactly the right thing for it.
I mean, he wasn't saying, why are you having to work with that idiot, you poor woman? He was referring to the ground stroke.
He hasn't acknowledged you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no acknowledgement whatsoever. Through the middle of the... Oh, that's long. And a little bit loose. Stop staring at him. Game point. Stop it.
Alex, hello.
Stop it. 2 hours 25. Points for two all. Still a very healthy crowd on Philippe Chatrier at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. Oof, that was deep and lucky, that forehand drop shot from Dimonor. Here comes Zverev. He scoops up. He gets it over. Dimonor flicks it, but into the net. I'm not sure he expected Zverev to get out up and over.
I don't know how he did. Giant strides, a turn of speed that Dimonor himself would have been proud of, but the control, I mean, getting there was one thing, but to actually get the ball back into an awkward spot for Dimonor was quite another, and yeah, the Aussie was startled, and he lost the point.
One-two, first serve into the net. Oh, double fault. A double fault from Dumonor, his third of the match.
Well, I'll hold Christian's question back because this could be significant.
Dumonor is ready and he serves down the tee. The stretch on the back of the ball will not go over and it is game point for the 11th seed.
Good response, really good serve.
Before this year, he was never past the second round in Paris. Here he is at the quarterfinals, Alex Dumonor. A game point and a second serve. Serve kicks up to the backhand through the middle from Zverev. Zverev with his forehand cross court, making an awful lot more noise now. Zverev, forehands and backhand, plays the double-handed backhand through the middle. The slice drops over. Zverev's there, places the backhand down the line. The ball is lofted up. Zverev will watch it. Zverev will wait. It will bounce. Zverev with a smash in the back of the court, straight onto the forehand of Dimonor, gets it back in the middle of the court. Dimonor leaps into the air with his backhand down the line, and a lofted ball sits in for Zverev. Goes backhand netted, looking to go down the line. Alex Dimonor has held for two games all, third set, but Zverev leads by 2 sets to love.
Yeah, good hold though. There was a little bit of tension towards the end of that game. Right, Christian says, well, to all of us, first of all, great work, Empress, Marcus, Stefan, and all the